greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports. Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Thursday night when the Houston Rockets host the San Antonio Spurs in Game 6 of their second-round series. The Spurs lead this all-Texas series 3-2 and are a victory away from eliminating the Rockets and advancing to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since winning the NBA title in 2014. But there are questions about San Antonio's all-star forward Kawhi Leonard, who limped off the court after hurting his left ankle in the Spurs' 110-107 overtime win in Game 5 Tuesday night. Kawhi says he'll be ready to play later tonight, but if he's hobbled, it'll be another blow to a San Antonio team already without veteran point guard Tony Parker, who suffered a season-ending leg injury in Game 2. In playoff results Wednesday night, the Boston Celtics battered the visiting Washington Wizards 123-101 to take a 3-2 lead in that series. The Celtics can wrap things up and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals with a victory here in Washington in Game 6 Friday night. Joining us now here in Studio 22 to talk NBA playoffs is Dan Friedel of the VOA's Learning English Department. Dan, it wasn't exactly a banner night for sports fans here in Washington, was it?
Sonny, I wish we were able to talk here on a more hopeful Thursday where fans coming out of the public transportation and walking to work didn't have their heads down. The weather this morning was kind of dreary, too, with a lot of rain and gray skies, and probably fit the mood in the city as
yes.
the big game last night really was the hockey team, the Washington Capitals, playing a home game just on the other side of the mall from our VOA studios at the Verizon Center against their playoff nemesis, the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Capitals arguably have the second or third best player in the NHL in Alex Ovechkin. They have a great goalie, one of the best goalies in the NHL. They've had a good regular season the last couple of years, getting the most wins and points in the entire NHL. And as usual, they seem to fizzle out in the playoffs, especially against Pittsburgh. And last night they lost to get knocked out 2-0, losing the series in Game 7. So we won't hear about the Capitals again until October, and a lot of hockey fans are pretty sad in this area.
Some sad Capitals fans, some sad Wizards fans, including yours truly, Dan. I was really hoping the Wizards could win in Boston, but it was not meant to be. The Celtics win in a rout, really, a 22-point margin. Interestingly, all of the victories by Boston, Dan, I think they've scored a minimum of 123 points in their three victories. So sounds like the Wizards have to work on their defense a bit.
Well, we were talking about this last week and leading up to this week. The Wizards have done very well in this series. The first four games, it looked like the Wizards were the superior team. Game one, game two, the Celtics won at home in Boston. But most pundits, most experts agreed that, you know, even the coaches agreed that except for a few pivotal minutes in those games, Washington looked like the stronger team. And then the Wizards came back to Washington to play their games here. And they looked really strong. I mean, their game on Sunday was just a fast break festival with the Wizards going on a 26-0 run.
I think it was 26-0.
26-0 run. And after that, it looked like the Wizards were going to cruise into Boston and win that game and then bring it back to Washington for game six and have a chance to advance to the conference finals for the first time in a long time on their home court. Now, the odds are stacked against the Wizards. I mean, they have a great player in John Wall. They have a strong supporting player in Bradley Beal. They have some up-and-coming guys like Otto Porter, the local Georgetown University product. They have a strong three-point shooter off the bench in Bojan Bogdanovic. And, you know, you can't forget the Polish hammer in Marcin Gortat and Markieff Morris. I mean, this looked like a team that would have a chance to put up a fight against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are at home resting and waiting to see whoever's going to win this series. And now the Wizards are going to have to play their two best games of the season if they want to keep this series, keep their season alive.
Let's go to Houston, Texas now, Dan. That's where the Houston Rockets will host the San Antonio Spurs later Thursday night. How do you see that series?
Well, the impressive thing about this series is that, you know, going into it, the storyline really was, oh, the Rockets are this dominating offense. Mike D'Antoni, who's known as the offensive wizard, I mean, he was the guy who really figured out how to make Steve Nash the legendary player that he became when they were playing and coaching in Arizona with the Phoenix Suns. And I was reading some articles that said the Rockets really went all in on Mike D'Antoni's system, getting players who could fit, getting players, you know, tall guys who could shoot from the outside, who could complement James Harden, the do-everything point guard. James Harden also, they were talking about how he's increased the number of three-pointers per game that he shoots to 9 or 10, which is way more than he had in the past, and he was collecting 30-plus points a game. I mean, we were watching Russell Westbrook have this outstanding season with all of his triple-doubles, but James Harden was right there behind him having an outstanding season as well. And it looked like the San Antonio Spurs, I mean, you mentioned Tony Parker, who's injured. Manu Ginobili looks like he's toward the tail end of his career. It looked like maybe this wasn't going to be the Spurs' year, and here they are. They played a great game the other night in overtime to force the series to another game, and they're playing in Houston tonight. Manu Ginobili was inspired the other day. He
looked like he was 19.
He had an amazing, you know, drive to the basket and a dunk, and he was able to knock the ball out of James Harden's hands as Harden tried to shoot what would have been the game-tying three-pointer in overtime. And all this with Kawhi Leonard going out with an ankle injury in the middle part of the game. The Spurs really hung in there and showed some character. Now, they're a team. I mean, they have so much experience. You go back 15 years and the Spurs were playing the Detroit Pistons in the finals. So this is a team that you can't count out. They have a lot of experience. They pushed the LeBron James-led Miami Heat in those finals games, and they knocked them off once. So the thing about it is that the Spurs, they have this kind of cagey veterans, and the Rockets have these guys who are known for the high-flying offense. But the Spurs found a way to win. And, you know, a lot of it is, even without Leonard, they managed to hang on and win the game the other night. But with Leonard, they're an outstanding team. I mean, if Leonard can find a way to fight through this ankle injury and provide a little bit of support, the Spurs could be in good shape. They could be in line to play against the Golden State Warriors, who are sitting at home relaxing, waiting to see who's going to win this series. But, you know, Kawhi Leonard is a guy who they're legitimately talking might be an MVP winner, if not this year, sometime soon.
What about those awards, Dan? I know typically they announce them during the playoffs, but a little different this year, right?
So last fall, they announced that the NBA wanted to join the other professional sports leagues in the U.S. by having kind of a red carpet awards show at the end of the season that's going to be on TV. All of the awards, the All-NBA team, the MVP, the defensive player, all of these kinds of awards are going to be given out in one night. And that's going to happen after the finals are over at the end of June. Typically, I think we would already be anticipating some of these awards as the playoffs were getting further and further along. This is the first year that we're going to have to wait and get all of the awards revealed at once. But you think about the MVPs, you've always got to consider LeBron as a candidate, Russell Westbrook with his outstanding season, James Harden, and Kawhi Leonard. Those have got to be the top four candidates.
The Golden State Warriors await the winner of the Rockets-Spurs series, and your Cleveland Cavaliers, Dan, they await the winner of the Boston Celtics-Washington Wizards series. Warriors and Cavaliers getting their rest now. Will that help them in the next round?
I can't see it anything but helping them. If you go back two seasons when Cleveland had LeBron back, LeBron's first year back in Cleveland, that was a tough playoffs. By the time we were in this middle part of the playoff part of the season, Kevin Love was out for the playoffs with his shoulder injury, and Kyrie Irving would wind up hurting his knee seriously and not being able to be a factor in the finals against the Warriors. Sure, the Warriors were a great team that year, and then last year, Cleveland managed to scrap back from the 3-1 deficit and win the championship in Game 7. But I think both fan bases and NBA fans around the world would like to see both of those teams at full strength. So that really means giving LeBron some time to rest and relax. I mean, he's not a young guy anymore, even though he's the still dominating player. You know, Kevin Love was coming back from an injury as the playoffs started. J.R. Smith missed a lot of time. It would be nice to see both of these teams at full strength. Kevin Durant missed a lot of time in the second half of the season with a knee injury that he suffered here in Washington, D.C. It would be great. I think the fans would like to see the two teams go up against each other at full strength. And if they get a week off in between the semifinals and the finals of the conference, that should only be helpful. And if they both make it to the finals, that should make for an even stronger final series.
Would you say it's likely, Dan, that the Cavaliers and Warriors will meet in the finals for a third consecutive year?
I just think that they're two experienced teams. The two teams that are going to come up to play against them are going to be walking wounded. I mean, you look at last night's game with the Celtics and the Wizards, and Avery Bradley was the star player. Avery Bradley was a guy who was a number one draft pick, 19th pick overall when he came out of college at the University of Texas. He actually grew up playing basketball with Isaiah Thomas in Washington State. Mm. The two of them were on one of the same youth teams when they were young. And he kind of had a checkered career with the Celtics, but he's come up big in some important games. If you go back to the first round series against Chicago, he had an important game that really put Chicago on the ropes and set up Boston to win that series 4-2. And he has a big game last night against the Wizards, but they were saying that he was hobbling around. He had injured hips on both sides of his body, still managed to have the big game. So even if these teams, you know, let's say Boston comes out of the side of the bracket in the East to play Cleveland. And let's say San Antonio gets through to play Golden State. Both of those teams are not going to be at full strength, while the other two teams, Cleveland and Golden State, are going to be well rested. So you got to think that those teams have a really strong chance of getting back to the finals.
Dan, you mentioned LeBron James as pretty much an annual contender for the MVP trophy. Would you put him at the top of your top performers of the playoffs so far?
Well, LeBron has been great. There's no doubt about it. Our local hero, John Wall, has been outstanding. Just looking at some of the stats here, I mean, John Wall has very high per game point averages, 28 points a game, and very high per game assist averages with under 11 assists a game. He's a strong player overall, and I think that he's gotten a lot of attention. John Wall is a guy who wasn't he the number one pick overall in the draft by the Wizards? And he's a guy who has been fighting for a lot of notice in the NBA landscape. You know, he feels like he's been overshadowed by some of these other guards like Steph Curry, like Klay Thompson, other guys of his generation in the league, but he really made a statement and a lot of critics have been impressed with him. I mean, even though yesterday he didn't have his best game, the Wizards were definitely not what we had expected. I mean, the only time the game was close was when it was 4-4. John Wall has established himself as a legitimate player to look at. He's, you know, if the Wizards were to make it to the conference finals with two big wins, you'd have to consider him as a legitimate MVP candidate for the playoffs, and then people might see him as an MVP candidate for the regular season going forward.
Thanks, Dan. That's Dan Friedel of the Voice of America's Learning English Department.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side. Keep on sunny side of life. It'll help us every day. It'll brighten all our ways when we keep on sunny side of life.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me. I'm Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. Joining us once again is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending on this Thursday in the sports world?
Well, more news coming out of the FIFA Congress meeting in Bahrain. We talked about FIFA's not investigation. As I said, it's not a formal investigation into Paul Pogba, but they're looking into that. So that made big news yesterday. Today, it's President Gianni Infantino, who had some interesting words to say about where FIFA stands in the world right now. And something very familiar, perhaps, to folks if they followed the U.S. presidential election, because Gianni Infantino says that FIFA has to fight fake news and alternative facts. Something we've
heard that a few times.
Yes, I heard that a few times. I heard talked a lot about that during the U.S. presidential election, particularly on social media, a lot of fake news swirling around. So Gianni Infantino saying that FIFA is having the same problem, and in fact went on to say that FIFA bashing has become a national sport in some countries. So he said that they have to deal with a lot of that FIFA bashing because of the ethics concerns. As we talked about, a lot of people unhappy yesterday with this Paul Pogba investigation. But some interesting comments that he made that got picked up that hopefully means he's going to try to address some of these things as far as FIFA's image, as far as the ethics, the same things that we keep hearing again and again when FIFA's criticized.
On Wednesday's show, Andrew, you mentioned how perhaps the FIFA officials need to pay a little more attention to some of these top tournaments and kind of a follow-up there, don't you?
Yeah, so we had the female member on the FIFA council who could not name the Women's World Cup winner, and then this photo circulating from the meeting today on social media. FIFA had a test for their delegates, a little quiz where they asked questions about their knowledge of football. They asked who won the World Cup. They said Germany is the World Cup men's champion, true or false. 156 said Germany was the current World Cup champion. 12 said no. So that means there are 12 members of the FIFA Congress that did not know that Germany was the current World Cup champion. The one word I kept seeing again and again is embarrassing. It's a bit of an embarrassment for them that they could not name that that Germany was the World Cup champions.
And I guess those FIFA officials weren't revealed.
No, it was an anonymous vote, so that was good. It preserved their reputations and their egos. But a quick nugget of information, too, that I saw that apparently the U.S. bid to host the World Cup in 2026 is the favorite. That's the rumor going around the FIFA Congress that it looks likely that the U.S. will get that bid. So exciting news for U.S. soccer fans and those in Canada and Mexico. They'll be hosting some of those games as well as part of that 2026 bid.
Andrew, the Spanish city of Madrid, a hotbed of soccer this week. Is Real Madrid trending?
They are indeed. The final is set for the Champions League. Real Madrid lost the match last night, but prevailed over in aggregate 4-2 over Atletico Madrid, and will face Juventus in Cardiff, Wales on June 3rd. So that's all set. And despite the fact that it's about three and a half weeks away, already the trash talking is starting. Already the people saying, oh, this team's going to win. The analysis is going to be constant over the next 3.5 weeks. I did like, there was one illustration. It said, road to the Champions League. And on the left side of this illustration, you have this long, circuitous path to Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, Wales, with all these teams lined up, Chelsea, Manchester, Liverpool, Arsenal, all these teams. And on the right side, a straight path, straight line for Real Madrid. So as far as that illustration is concerned, Real Madrid has the upper hand. Of course, they won it in 2014 and 2016. And of course, have the record 11 times overall, the most of any team. But the flip side, of course, of every winner, there has to be a loser. And poor Atletico Madrid, they have been eliminated now for the past 4 years by Real Madrid in the Champions League. This year in the 2015-2016, 2014-2015, and 2013-2014 seasons, they all were eliminated by Real Madrid. So a bit of a foil for them. So I'm sure they were coming into the match last night thinking, okay, we can change the tide. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for them.
Maybe Atletico fans can sympathize with Washington Capitals fans.
Yes, well, it's the big sports day here in Washington, D.C. yesterday for playoff hockey and playoff basketball, though the Wizards were up in Boston. However, both teams unfortunately lost. For the Capitals, that means they are out of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And at the hands of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are like Atletico and Real Madrid, kind of a similar relationship. Pittsburgh has been the Caps' foil. I think we were talking about, we said at least three or four times that they've knocked out the Capitals in a decisive game. So not great for Capitals fans, but great for Pittsburgh fans. They're back into the Eastern Conference Finals. They will face the Ottawa Senators. On the West, the Anaheim Ducks won in a Game 7 last night, and they will face the Nashville Predators. I did see a crying Jordan face. They put it on Alex Ovechkin's body. And that, I think, represents the Capitals fans. So close. They came back. They were down and thought they could win it. And unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. But again, for every loser, there's a winner. And the teams that are going to the East and West Division Finals, two of them have never won a Stanley Cup. Anaheim won it 10 years ago. Nashville has never won a Stanley Cup. Ottawa Senators have never won a Stanley Cup with the current iteration of the team. There was an old Ottawa Senators team that went away. They brought it back in 1992. And since they brought that team back, they have not won a Stanley Cup. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, well, it seems like they just about win every year. They've done quite well for themselves in recent years. So I think we're already seeing a lot of fans who are either... You're either for Pittsburgh or you're against Pittsburgh. That's kind of how it's shaping up in this. In fact, I saw one poll that somebody put out and said, who are you rooting for? And they listed Anaheim, Nashville, Ottawa, and anyone but Pittsburgh as the four choices. So we'll see if they can prevail. But very exciting stuff in the National Hockey League.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
And I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. And that wraps up the May 11th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a joint local declaration issued on April 25th, the European Union, the Embassy of the Federal Republic of Germany, the Embassy of France, the Embassy of the United States of America, and the Representative Office of Switzerland expressed concern over the recent arrests of civil society activists in Chad. We are concerned by the detention of several civil society activists, by the lack of information concerning the charges against them, as well as the conditions of their detention, and wish to reiterate our support for the respect for fundamental liberties, among them the freedom of expression and right to demonstrate, essential elements of democracy, the signatories declared. Members of civil society should play a central role in reinforcing democracy and the rule of law. The declaration also responded to reports that, on the night of April 11th, a convoy of two vehicles containing between 86 and 100 prisoners was attacked by heavily armed gunmen, resulting in the death of 9 prisoners. Among the dead were 8 individuals implicated in the death of President Idriss Deby's nephew in January. The signatories noted that the attack against the prisoner convoy and the assassination of prisoners during their transfer are also a source for concern. Believing in the right to a fair trial, which permits the prevention of impunity and protection against abuses, we hope that these acts are clarified so that those responsible can be brought to justice. The Prosecutor General and members of civil society have also condemned the attack. The United States and the other signatories to the local declaration encourage Chad to ensure respect of the rights enshrined in its constitution and by the international agreements to which it is a signatory, which contribute to peace and stability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, voanews.com/editorials.
Interested in deeper analysis of news and events in Africa? Then plan to join me, Douglas Impuga, on Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll have African journalists and expert guests discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. So plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA News.
VOA. When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.